News from UNIFIL. With the return of thousands of people displaced from South Lebanese towns and villages, local markets are once again becoming signs of resilience and recovery. Despite a fragile security situation, these markets continue to bring people together, offering a space for trade, social interaction, and a sense of normal life. Recently, we visited a local market in Bint Jbeil with UNIFIL spokesperson Candice Ardil. The mayor of Bint Jbeil, Mohammed Bazzi, explained why this market remains a lifeline for the wider region.
سوق بنت جبال هو سوق كتير قديم من 300 سنة تقريبا سوق بنت جبال.
The Bint Jbeil market is a very old market that dates back 300 years and it is the largest in the area here in Nabatieh district. Before the war, it included approximately 200 stalls and now after the war it includes 70 stalls. But people, despite everything that is happening, trying to remain resilient and try to continue with their lives. People come here from the villages of Asbaya and Marjayoun, from Nabatieh district and from Tir district. And then bring with them food supplies and agricultural products such as cucumbers and tomatoes. They also bring clothing, shoes, and other various items. Peacekeepers come here almost every week, every Thursday from early morning. Italian, Polish and Irish peacekeepers. It is reassuring to local residents and the sellers present inside the market.
As we moved through the narrow streets of the market, stopping at stalls and speaking with vendors, UNIFIL spokesperson Candice Ardil shared her impressions while touring and shopping in Bint Jbeil.
We're in Bint Jbeil market today, and there's a lot of people on the street, a lot of sellers. I see a lot of women entrepreneurs, which is something that UNIFIL has long supported, so it's great to see women selling their goods, and it's great to see some of the fresh local produce. I know farming is a really important industry here in South Lebanon, and it has suffered greatly because of the conflict, but it's great to see people selling their local products, and I've bought some myself that I'll take home. In recent weeks, we've seen some violent activity here in the south in terms of airstrikes and drone strikes, and people are obviously quite nervous. What peacekeepers are here to do is to help restore stability. We're helping the Lebanese army, we're helping the Israeli army also. This is for both of them. We're here to support them in restoring stability. And stability means people coming back, like they are coming back to Bint Jbeil, like they are coming back to this market.
Yalla occasion, occasion, arbora anna lahon.
As we continued walking through the market, it was clear that the streets were busy with sellers and customers, many of them eager to share their stories of reopening businesses and welcoming people back after difficult months.
I sell pyjamas, abayas, tailoring, and everything is available. I reopened the shop 10 days after the end of the crisis. My customers come from Bint Jbeil, Marouna Ras, Aitaroun, Shakra, and Kunin. Thank God there are customers in my shop on a regular basis.
I have a shop that sells lottery tickets, juices, cigarettes, and other items. Sales in Bint Jbeil and in this area specifically are very good and better than in other areas. These people are attached to this land no matter what the pressures are and no matter what the threats are.
I have a restaurant where I sell grilled fish, falafel and shawarma. Thank God things are good. The market is lively with people and our villages exist and will continue to exist. We are working and there are many visitors. In Bint Jbeil, we have people from the destroyed villages renting here and everyone visits the market. Thank God sales in the town are very good.
Recently, in December 2025, UNIFIL's Maritime Task Force and the Lebanese Armed Forces Navy signed a new operational framework outlining cooperation for 2026, with the LAF Navy assuming greater responsibility for securing Lebanese territorial waters. The standard operating procedure was signed at the Beirut Naval Base on 23 December by MTF Commander Rear Admiral Stefan Platt and LAF Navy Navy Commander Rear Admiral Mustafa Al-Ali. It sets out procedures for monitoring and surveying Lebanese waters and enforcing maritime security. As UNIFIL's mission is set to conclude at the end of 2026, the Maritime Task Force will gradually shift from an active operational partner to one focused on advising, mentoring, and observing, while continuing to train and support the LAF Navy toward full operational capability. UNIFIL Naval Peacekeepers also continue to provide daily classroom instructions and hands-on training for LAF Navy personnel at the Lebanese Army's Juni Naval School.